What's the day today? You know?
Saturday.
Saturday the
19th?
19th. Of?
November.
19?
No, this is...
Yes, November. 1988. And we're in Copen. We're in Copen, West Virginia with the mayor of Copen and the king of Copen. Play start with a rainy day, since that's what it is.
It's it.
Okay, but what I'll do is I'll start the machine, then give you a high sign, because I want to make sure that the machine is turning up to speed right before you start. And then at the end of a tune, just let it ring out even longer than you ever think it should, okay?
We could shut the door.
Yeah, and we'll shut the door.
All right. Yeah.
Let me grab it for you.
Oh, you want to sit right there and have this?
As long as you don't breathe hard, you'll be all right.
There'll be plenty of time.
Thank you.
string band to me. Boy, that sounded good.
Thank you.
How'd you feel about it?
Seems all right.
Seemed to get into it?
Yeah.
I like when you come to do your normal endings, like you did there, da 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 da. You always do that. Mm-hmm. But then the only thing we have to do is be careful about
that
moving the fiddle or knocking the microphone or something right at the very end. Mm-hmm. Just do it the way you always do it, because
I like to play about from 2 to 3 minutes. Is that about right, Henry?
That sounded good to me.
That's what Fraser always said. He thought we ought to play from 2 to 3 minutes between there, and he'd give a signal, kind of. But I just kind of judge it. You'll have to kind of watch that, of course.
If it gets too long, I'll give you a high sign or something like that.
Okay,
yeah. But I like them to go on for a while.
Yeah, really, if you're learning to play a tune, I think it's like this. If you're somebody trying to learn to play a tune, they like it long enough till they can get the sound good in their mind.
Now, your dad played the Rainy Day.
Yes, he did. My dad played the Rainy Day.
But he never had a name, or you never had a name for
it. He
never had a name.
No name.
Okay.
So we found a name there.
Yeah.
Ron and I knew. So we call it the Rainy Day.
That name came from a guy named Terrence Hammonds. When I played the tune for him, he said that his uncle played the tune called it the Rainy Day. So that's where that name came from.
Is that the Hammonds that, what's their name work for? Made their album for
them? That Carl did, Same family. They're cousins.
Now let's see, there's another, what was that other one we were going to play there next to that
All
one?
Young.
All Young.
Yeah. Tell us about All Young.
Now my dad played Hit. He played All Young, and that's what he called it, was the name of it. And so it's just handed down to me, and I never hear nobody else play it, only the people that's learned it from my playing, because he learned it when he was a kid. And so that's going right on down the line.
And what do you think of the, what do you think about, I've heard you say that you think it's kind of an unusual tune or something.
Yes, it's unusual. It's not played by too many people. It's unusual. And the name is unusual. All Young, that seems like an unusual name.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Now we'll have to start here.
This is All Young?
Yeah. All Young.
All Young.
You want to play it once more before we turn the machine on?
Yeah, be nice.
Sharp to me.
have to run them?
No.
Am I too close or am I too loud?
You're perfect. Just right.
All young. Be a good one to do run over once with the fiddle and banjo without the guitar.
Want to try it that way?
Want to do that, Mel?
All right. Anyway, to get more.
I think it might be nice to have that option.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds it's nice. Might sound a little more old timey without the guitar in there.
We don't have all old time, do we?
Pretty old time sounding guitar, yeah.
It sounds good.
Some of them chords I hit were really old time.
Now then, what do you want us to play like that? What do you want us to play, just you and I?
Let's just play All Young again.
Play that All
only
Young
only without the guitar. Just try the fiddle and banjo for a switch.
Yeah, just
now that you're all warmed up on it.
All right, we'll play it short.
All right.
Try Hannah at the Spring House. I've got to make sure I know to get the chords on this.
That's hard to play.
Thank you.
Enter the spring house.
Hanner. H-A-N-N-A-H. Hanner. Yeah, what about Hannah at the spring house, Mel?
I don't know any story behind that, but my dad played it, and that's all I know about it. He always hollered when he played down on that high part. He'd holler.
Ah, I wish I had. I'd try to do that, but I can't get my voice.
I can't do it.
I can't do it in this key.
That's the old time. You know, that's real old.
Ron, can you point just a little bit more out this way?
Yeah.
Is that going to mess anybody up?
No.
That same tune, huh?
Yeah. Just before you start, Nolan, show me where you start the tune.
Ah, it's hard for me to think of.
Is that where you're going to start? You're going to start on the da-da-da-da-da?
That'd be the best.
Right where you started just now, or?
Start there.
Yeah, that's the best.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
that you got from your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, he played. He could holler when he played, but I can't holler. I do well to play. And he just sat.
Which part would he holler on that?
When you come to the high part, he'd holler. Yeah.
The held note. That
long hole there. Right?
Did he?
All easy for him to play the fiddle, but it's work for me. So I picked up his bow arm. I picked up about everything the way he played, about pretty much. And stayed with it. I'll change some a little long, but not too much.
You tried to get it just right the way he did it?
He's seen it, I did. Mm-hmm. He'd get right up over me. And see that I got the right bow, made it hit the right places, and all that stuff.
You feel like you play, your bowing is pretty close to his, Mel?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I play a little faster than he did, most usually. But otherwise, it's about the same. Mm-hmm. He always told me to play loud and clear. Never kill a string, you know, half note. Mm-hmm. Make it sound that.
His dad did?
Yeah, he just lay like that. He played like that a lot. I can't even hold mine. Yeah, he played like that a lot, and I just can't hold a fiddle. I'm so crippled up in my arm and shoulder. I do well to hold one.
He must have had pretty long arm. Yeah. Was he a big man?
No. Weighed about 135. My great-grandfather played a fiddle, and he laid down to get him a drink of water. He was a-walking and it got hot, I reckon. He laid down a ravine to get him a drink of water, and I reckon it chilled the brain in there, and he went blind. So he never would play after then, but my granddad, he knowed all the songs that he played, you know. So what my dad hadn't heard him play, he only heard him play a few tunes, but what he hadn't heard him play, my granddad would sing them right along like he played, you know, and my dad learned most of them just by him singing. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the way they went to her.
So your dad's Bowen style, he sort of developed on his own then, or did he have some other people that he learned?
Well, not unless it was his grandfather. Nobody, ain't too many play like that. Jerry comes, he's getting pretty close.
Oh, yeah?
We're sitting down at the old folks festival one evening, and Kate Brett, you know her, don't you? She's sitting there playing a banjo. This old fellow sat there, and he said, "Why don't you throw that thing away and get your fiddle and learn to play like this man?" Because he said, "That's go down in history." He said, that's something that's out of this world." So, kind of tickled her, but she said she's getting her another fiddle.
Could you bring up the voice mic just a little bit for this? And I think I'll just kill it during our
okay, yeah,
our takes.
How's that now?
Now, just say something, Alan.
What do you want me to say now?
That's
all right.
That's fine.
Okay, that's going to be real overloaded.
I'll just kill it for the okay.
Now then, what's our next one going?
Okay, we're in natural.
What kind of A?
Any tunes that are in natural and A?
Jack of Diamonds is one we played
Jack
this
of Diamonds.
Howdy. You're the man I met on the road earlier.
Beggar.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Super blues in the truck.
Great. Great. Don't lead with it.
There's no taste or choice in the town of Burnsville.
Well, you got something, didn't you?
No.
I'll pay you for the super glue. I'm worried about getting sore fingers.
Oh,
and Dendel's over there. I've got
The demo stream, they're both played in that. Either one.
I like that better on turnpike.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the old time way that I play it, and it's not like it play anymore.
Yeah, we're gonna have to run over that and do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's try that.
Which one?
Good thought, now.
Yeah.
Patty on the turnpike.
All right.
Now.
Yeah, let's practice this one.
We'll take a recess here, Richard. Now, what are we going after now?
Patty on the Turnpike. Now, who played this, Mel?
Just my dad played it. Yeah. Dads?
Okay. And is this the only version you ever heard of this one?
No, I've heard different ways, but I never tried to play it any other way.
Yeah.
Better with the balance there.
Yeah.
It's better. It allows me to see. You know,
circles end up to be the best way.
Yeah. Really does. Yeah.
They've got each other, and you can have all the mics pointing away from each other that way.
Yeah. This is better. Daddy on the Turnpike.
You're talking about Black Man's Delight?
Yeah.
Before?
I'm not sure which way I need. We'll have to run through that one.
We call it. Some people call it the watermelon's delight. One fella called it the wine's delight. That's Carl Baird, wasn't it? You know Carl? quite a banjo player. We got a lot of tapes where we made over in Seattle. He's on that. Yeah, so we can call it whatever you want. Put it on there, whatever you. No.
Carl Fleshire come up for a name?
No, he never knew any name for it. He had never heard it that I know of. They were a guy at Morgantown. They called it, but I ain't saying it. There's a guy at Morgantown that knew a lot of the tunes I played. He had a book, and he'd go back years and pick out the names for them.
He had a book that he wrote out himself, or?
No, that he had from way back, I don't know, the names of tunes on. I play one, we called it, let's see, Hey Aunt Kitty, There's a Bug on Me, but he gathered up and he said it was Richmond. Let's play Day, Andy, let's play that one.
Well, let's play that one.
He used to live close to us, and he'd been in the Army. And he played the Army style for marching, for everything, you know. And he played Old Dan Tucker. Boy, he was rough on it too, but I can't play it like he can. But
what
I can.
What's his name, though?
Benny Harrell.
Benny Harrell?
Yeah. He played Bodie Parcher's Retreat, a lot of them old war tunes.
He saw this. He was in the Army.
Yeah, he had been in the First War, I reckon.
First War. It wasn't Civil War.
Yeah.
Civil War?
Must have been, because he was an old man.
He was an old man when you were how old?
I was just a kid.
Oh, it was probably the Civil War.
But he played Old Dan Tucker, and he jobbed it. And I ain't that good on it.
Did your dad learn it off the same person?
Oh, yeah. He played, come up to our house and play. That was before I could play. But anyhow, he learned it, and we knew it. We knew the tune, but that thumping it, we'd never tried that.
Where did Benny Harrell live?
He lived right down at the trailer court there at Burnsville. He owned a farm right there where that trailer court is, up from Salt Lake. He owned a farm there and had a house right there. The house is still there. And we lived up that holler there.
What holler?
Stout's Run.
Stout's Run.
Mm-hmm. And he'd come up to our house, and he'd play a lot of tunes.
What else did he play?
It's fun to watch him. He'd get all booed up. He'd really come in. he played a lot of old war tunes. I don't remember many of them, but he played a lot of them.
Do you know if he sided with which side?
He played the A tuning mostly now, just like this tune. You know, a lot of people played back then like him. So I keep one tuned each way. Or to keep one tuned up for tip and get your hair cut and tied on the back of my case, shortened it. You know that tune?
Yep, I do.
That's on that, is that on that album?
I can't remember whether that's on the album or not.
I don't know, but there's some other tunes you play in that key that I'd like to get to, like Sugar Baby and some of this. Yeah.
All right, we'll get with it directly.
Well, let's try that whole damn tune.
You know that note, eh? Well, we better go through it.
I know a couple of versions of it, and I don't want to. I know.
This is another one of your dad's, right?
Yeah. He always played this on Christmas morning. He'd get up and play that tune for breakfast. Sometimes I can't get it.
You haven't got the tape filled up here either. It does, yeah. But